Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Phil Casey, and here's what's happening. In the Northeast, a cop car was rammed into by another car when police say someone was trying to flee an incident late Saturday night. Officials tell our partners at NBC 10 at least a dozen cars were driving recklessly and doing donuts near Adams and Torsdale Avenues in the Frankfort neighborhood. This all happened around 10 p.m. Inspector D.F. Pace says when police tried to clear the scene, people participating were refusing to leave and even taunted some of the officers.
Again, this is something that the city is just not going to tolerate. This has the potential to be incredibly dangerous and catastrophic, both for the participants and innocent bystanders. And we are going to do everything that we possibly can to eradicate this type of activity.
When some people were trying to get away, that's when police say one vehicle rammed into a police car. It's not clear if that was intentional. Police say they arrested at least seven people involved in the incident. Three Philadelphia nonprofits will receive a total of $4 million specifically to meet the needs of older adults. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
There are very few funders in Philadelphia and nationally who are investing in the lives of older people.
Karen Buck of Senior Law Center says the $1.25 million Pew grant the center is getting will help seniors facing eviction, exploitation, abuse, fraud, and other legal issues.
We'll use the money to empower them with knowledge of their legal rights and to help them seek justice.
Their grants will go to pathways to housing, to adapt affordable units to the needs of seniors, such as accessibility, and to the Health Federation of Philadelphia, which Pew Fund for Health and Human Services Director Kristen Roman says is working on a promising new program to assist seniors with serious behavioral health issues.
To help better equip nursing homes to care for people with schizophrenia and related disorders. So a unique population where there was a real gap in providers who were capable of serving them.
Roman says the focus is on older adults here because Pennsylvania has the third highest percentage of people over 60, and in Philadelphia, 20% of seniors are low income. Women's flag football is set to make its Olympic debut in 2028. But this weekend, some of the top talent across the globe gathered in Montgomery County to face off against each other. KYW's Justin Udo was there.
We run the World Flag Football Tournament, and Conshohocken is the largest all-girls football tournament in the world, according to event director Michael Remo, who says the tournament welcomes girls as young as 7 and women of all ages.
This sport is for everyone. The girls are the forefront and the leading of the expansion of flag football.
Mike's niece, 12-year-old Jordan Remo, is one of the participants. She says she's played the game for more than half her life.
And I just fell in love with it right away. It just makes me happy.
Remo says the game teaches the X's and O's of football, teamwork, camaraderie, and even brings families together.
We have some moms out here playing with their daughters on the women's team, so it's awesome to really show that this sport is for everyone.
Thousands of girls representing countries from all over the world took part in the tournament.
We're just out here trying to inspire these young women to go to college, to play football, to play at a competitive level, to get in the Olympics in 2028, to show everyone that the girls can do it. We give out a scholarship every year, and we've given out over $17,500 in college scholarships.
Some of the countries participating are Mexico, the U.S., Canada, and Panama. A teacher in Haddonfield was named this year's Educator of the Year in Camden County. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty spoke with her about the accomplishment.
It's definitely kind of surreal. It wasn't something out on my radar.
Stacey Brown Downham has been teaching for 17 years, but this was her first year as a literary intervention and special education teacher at Tatum Elementary in Haddonfield, where she says equity is always on her mind.
The parent who nominated me for the building teacher of the year is a parent who represents one of the groups in town that is maybe not as well represented when people think about who lives in Haddonfield. And the fact that she felt so moved by what I was doing for the community and she felt so seen that she wanted me to be recognized, like that just lets me know that the work I'm doing is hitting the people who matter most.
She says the greatest reward is seeing results in students who didn't believe in themselves. And now with this award, she says she's already speaking with other winners from around the state about the ways they can continue making improvements to education. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.